the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. These two stories went together in my mind last week. Spokane County's housing market sets records for median closing price, low inventory. That was November 10th. And you know, the mass exodus stories, there was a New York Post article that I mentioned yesterday. And there are others. I've seen several. But this one from Wednesday, November 11th. Montana's daily new case high comes with asterisk. Anyway, so there, you know, we see, we're led to believe that, you know, cases are surging across the Midwest. There's a surge of cases across the Midwest in particular. And so people are fleeing places like California and New York and other places. And then there's a surge. People are buying real estate sight unseen. You know, Gavin Newsom says you're not supposed to go to a restaurant or church anymore, maybe ever. You know, we probably can't have church anymore. You can do it virtually so that we can eavesdrop. Anyway, I'm sure it's, you know, correlation does not equal causation. I don't even think any of it's, I think it's much more contrived than, even many of the informed realize. All right, so, oh, I know what we got to do. We should just do this for posterity's sake. There's just nothing, you know, you try to be humorous about some of this stuff, and it's just not humorous. So, speaking of the numbers, and there's one little point I want to make about the numbers, but maybe we'll do this first. I was going to do a this just in breaking news. You know, the number of deaths, COVID-19 deaths, has surged. I'm going to make a little joke about, you know, both Biden and Harris. You know, Biden is senile and apparently it's catching, because remember when Kamala Harris was in Charlotte? You know, so first it was Joe Biden. You wonder about this. Is it a mistake, or is it NLP? Is it, you know, kind of an attempt at subliminal programming, or some kind of slides kind of a deal where you try to argue about how ridiculous all of this is and the numbers are dubious, and this just basically shuts it down. And speaking of Kamala and arguing, I think of that article, Laughtivism, Kamala Harris. Kamala laughs is a political tactic. There's that video. Mr. Reagan did that October 31st. And by the way, speaking of that, and speaking of the can you hear me now? I got bumped for some reason. Very strange. All right, so we'll do this. It's supposed to be funny. It's not funny. You know, Biden on the COVID-19 death toll. Go ahead, please.
If Donald Trump has his way, the complications from COVID-19, which are well beyond what they should be, it's estimated that 200 million people have died. probably by the time I finish this talk.
Wow, that is serious. Two-thirds of the country already dead by the time he finishes that talk. That is serious. I mean, if we had any sense, we wouldn't take any of this serious. It's so comical that it should really, I think, inform our discretion. There's nothing... I don't know. Am I cavalier if I say there's nothing dire about this thing? Sure, some people get sick. Sure, some people have experienced health problems. I don't... Who knows what is going on? I don't know what's going on. I know that certain people have been tested. I don't know what, how many cycles, you know, the PCR tests that are run in their cases, you know, and it varies from lab to lab and state to state. Oh, wait, everything's coordinated through the CDC now, right? But it doesn't all. Anyway, who knows? I don't know. But like I said before, you know, some of the questions that I would like answered, did anybody have a flu shot or a regular flu shot? Maybe. Were they around high tech? I'd like to know those things, among other things. One of the other things I was going to say that is just, it's just absolutely ludicrous. Speaking of these numbers, before I do that, not to be outdone, Kamala Harris has an update. It's actually worse than Joe Biden said. Remember when she was in Charlotte? Go ahead, please.
We're looking at over 220 million Americans who just in the last several months died. You know, many...
They just died. 220. I guess that was after the time that Joe finished his talk. It's... Gosh. So here's one number that I'm familiar with. Montana says, now they're slowing down, I think. Where's the latest one that I saw? There it is. I get the emails on that and a few other places. Their statistics. Total number of tests, 573,334. Really? Because based on the most recent census data, Montana population, the entire population of the state is just over a million people, 1,068,778. So if my math is right, that would be north of 50%. So 53.643%, or 644. 53, about 54%. So more than one in two people in Montana have been tested, really? And so it was interesting. For weeks, you know, you watch, I get the emails I see every day, you know, they're allegedly Montana's testing, you know, thousands of people every day, 2,867, 3,150. 8,593 total number of tests completed since last report, which was the day before. 85, almost 8,600 tests in one day reported in Montana. Another 8,593. I'm sure that's a mistake. 10,223 tests. And apparently somebody got the memo. I was waiting. I was waiting. I was kind of excited. The number just kept going up. 10,000 tests in a day? Oh, please keep doing that. Please. I can't wait until they say, you know, 1.5 million tests have been conducted. And oh, wait, sorry. That's kind of like, you know, the vote count in certain counties that, you know, we ended up with more votes than voters. So, oops, let us dial that down a little bit. Okay, be afraid. Be very afraid. It's so ludicrous what's going on. Back to the Kamala Harris deal, just a moment on that. The Mr. Reagan video, Kamala laughs as a political tactic. So the color revolutionaries call this laughtivism. Laughtivism. You can look this up. Speaking of the late, great Gene Sharp, Van Jones loves the late, great Gene Sharp. Laughtivism. Laughtivism, a portmanteau of laughter and activism, is a strategic use of humor and mocking by social nonviolent movements. Ah, yes, the nonviolent movement. In order to undermine the authority of an opponent. Oh, you mean like sitting presidents and things? Build credibility, break fear and apathy, and reach target audiences. Color revolutionaries, the Alinskyite Weather Underground contingent, loves this strategy. Serta Popovic, Otpor, and Canvas, they love it too. The Center for Applied Nonviolent Actions and Strategies. If you haven't seen, by the way, if you haven't seen, speaking of Color Revolution, Journeyman Pictures is their deal. The Revolution Business, that's one of my favorite, I think. It's a really pedestrian entry point. Hopefully when people watch it, they go, whoa. And every time you see the raised fist, you should think, oh, it's Color Revolution. The Revolution Business. Democratic change has been demanded across the Middle East. But was what seems like a spontaneous revolution actually a strategically planned event fabricated by revolution consultants, quote unquote, long in advance? I don't know. Maybe we should ask Van Jones. He's very fond of the late, great Gene Sharp. It's crazy what's going on. And you see this stuff all over the place. Some of the things, you know, okay, so some of the things that I have noticed, back to this Build Back Better, you know, that's just everywhere. I see articles about this all over the place. COVID-19 is a wake-up command to address Africa's challenges. Tony Blair, to build back better West Africa, for instance. These people are all on script and on message. Everywhere you look around the world, social Europe, how public development banks can help nature. Okay, more immediately, PDBs will be critical to global efforts to build back better from the COVID-19 pandemic. Biden unveils Buy American economic plan with local manufacturer requirement. That's Daiji world. This stuff is going all around the world. We can make sure a future is made here in America. And that's good for, yeah. He sounds like, and that sounded like Steve Bullock in Montana. I think I touched on this, but you know, you listen to him and his ads and he sounded like Ray Zelensky, the auto parts king. Every time I heard Steve Bullock in his ads, because I'm a Montanan. I'm going to work for Montanans because that's what I am. That's who I care about. Ray Zelensky, the auto parts king. WTTW News, what Joe Biden's transportation agenda could mean for Chicago. We'll build back better, Biden said in August when accepting the Democratic nomination. Pushing defund police. BLM turned its success into electoral disaster. New York Post. While no one was likely to be overly impressed with Joe Biden's line, Build Back Better, it's everywhere. Metropolis Magazine. As rankings improve, standards shift. This is insight challenges for interior designers in the moment of environmental reckoning. As rankings improve, standards shift in a major corporations pledge, blah, blah, blah. As we recover from the pandemic, we have the option to build back better. It's everywhere. CNN, of course, Biden begins transition plans, recovery and building back better. Transcript, the future reset. Powering equitable opportunity, Washington Post. Editorial, business can't, Vancouver editorial, Canada's onerous business cost burden. Survival in the pandemic economy keeps getting more precarious, blah, blah, blah. Government to deliver on its post-pandemic Build Back Better promise. It's everywhere. China, India, Pakistan. I'm sure it's a coincidence. So Build Back Better is something that's been rattling around since about April. World Economic Forum pointed to the UN, and then it started rattling around, and then by June, what was it? Who said it in June? No. Hold back better. So this is rattling around, and these things are happening so fast. It's astonishing. You know, the Bretton Woods thing that I talked about. Bretton Woods. That's rattling around all over the place. Citibank, 318,000 Bitcoin prediction reminiscent of previous moon target blunders. He noted calls from the Fed for a new Bretton Woods. Yahoo News, the case against Judy Shelton at the Federal Reserve. Return to the gold standard, a new Bretton Woods to be held at Mar-a-Lago is coming under scrutiny, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. New Bretton Woods, the Marshall Plan. It's all a coincidence. Remember when, speaking of Event 201, they called for we need something like a Marshall Plan. Bloomberg. Bloomberg New Economy calls ring out for a U.S.-China reboot. Stephen Schwarzman, chief executive of the Blackstone Group, one of our favorites, right, recommended a Marshall Plan. Sri Lanka Guardian, understanding the situation in the USA. Americans brought Europe away from the brink of starvation after World War II with food aid and other material help under the Marshall Plan. We should do that again. Sports quoted Stephen Schwarzman. Schwarzman proposed this idea last year, part of what he called a Marshall Plan. Oh, you mean after Event 201? No, wait, that was before. Boston Globe, what Joe Biden should say about white supremacy. One of their duties will be to determine the feasibility of launching a comprehensive set of interventions on the scale of the Marshall Plan to eradicate blah, blah, blah. It's all a coincidence, I'm sure. Great minds think alike, you know? It's the 100th monkey. No, it's just propaganda. That's what it is. Mayors unveil $60 billion plan to support Midwest energy transition. Right, because that's the Great Reset, which takes its inspiration from the Marshall Plan that helped Europe recover from the ravages of the Second World War. And here's the thing, you know, these people are saying, I mean, listen to all of the insane garbage that's going into the O'Biden trend, or the, yeah, now I sound like Joe Biden. An O'Biden Obama Democrat. I sound like an O'Biden Obama Democrat, apparently. What the Biden-Harris transition team, their inclusive, weird stuff that they're, where is that? There we go. Transformation is feasible. The Planetary Emergency Plan. Nations should declare a planetary. Oh, that's the Club of Rome. Sorry. Anyway, I said I would find the Obama thing. I'll pull that up so that we can play that too, because that was astonishing. We'll play that and the Biden buildbackbetter.com nonsense. I'll mention that when we come back too. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. with all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome back. So buildbackbetter.com, if you go there, priorities, what are the priorities? I mean, so there were some who speculated, well, you know, Joe Biden doesn't want to drift too far over to the progressive. You mean socialist? You mean national socialists? You mean the Nazis? You don't want to drift over there? Oh, sorry. Is that too much? Does that offend? You know, who was it that wrote? Somebody wrote fittingly about this. Where did I see that? Too much stuff. Those were great articles too. Well, anyway. You know, these articles, globalist Klaus Schwab, world will never return to normal after COVID-19. Yeah, MIT told us that pretty much right out of the gates. James Corbett did your guide to the Great Reset back in October. Anyway, if you go to buildbackbetter.com, the Biden-Harris transition, racial equity under priorities, COVID-19, economic recovery, racial equity. So this is all getting back. I feel like we need to go back in time. And so one of the things that I wanted to do was read, give you some excerpts from Nessa Webster's World Revolution in particular. I will do that this week. I'm telling you, you read it. I have mentioned it a few times recently. It's timeless. It explains everything. Spartacus Weishaupt told us. Anyway. So here from the Washington Post, the future reset, powering equitable opportunity. I mentioned that, but just, you know, so there was the, speaking of all of this nonsense, the IMF, New Bretton Woods, a New Bretton Woods moment, right? Kristalina Georgieva, IMF managing director. She said it back in October, and now we keep hearing it. New Bretton Woods. People don't know what they mean. So here's the problem. You know, you listen to the, you know, the future reset, powering equitable opportunity, and Lord Stern says, thank you very much, David, for drawing this together. I think the first thing to recognize before we talk about the response is just how big this crisis is. What we've seen in the rich world is the ability really to pump resources into the economy to reduce somewhat the effects of the crisis on employment and livelihoods, the very big stimuli perhaps on the order of $12 trillion. That's come from the rich countries. That's in a world economy of 80-something trillion dollars. It's huge. And remember, I like to go back and point out that, you know, back in the heyday of the mortgage industry, it was more than that. It was 110 to 125 trillion, depending on who you asked, in liquidity, market liquidity. And $25 trillion evaporated virtually overnight. $10 trillion in the U.S. alone. That was according to the SEC. And now here we are. And the way that I equated it back then, and guys like Garfield and McKinley and others talked about how these expansions and contractions of market capital and credit in particular, like Federal Reserve, cause boom and bust cycles. But, you know, if you say that, especially from the White House, that'll get you killed. So anyway, now we've had this massive contraction ever since, and I have said along the way, the analogy that I draw, or the parallel, you know, is like pulling all the fish out of the biggest lake around you and throwing them in the bathtub and filling the bathtub with water and saying, okay, it's water. There's still water. What's the big deal? Everything's fine. So anyway, Lord Stern says $80 trillion, it's huge. The poor countries have not been able to do that because they can't borrow in their own currencies. Sub-Saharan Africa has not been able to borrow. That's how generous they are. I've talked about the IRDB's role, for example. Speaking of Bretton Woods and the IMF, the IRDB's role, International Reconstruction and Development Bank, its role on the world stage of basically, when they go to shake down a third world country, they use the IRDB as the lender, you know, of last resort. You guys can't be trusted. You're kind of emerging markets, you know. I mean, maybe we can use your natural, okay, we'll take your natural resources, but, you know, we're not sure we can trust you, so we'll give you high interest loans that you can't ever pay off in exchange for your natural resources. And oops, you defaulted. Sorry, we own it all. Anyway, so Lord Stern said, what we have to do, you know, these poor people, they haven't been able to borrow. The rich countries do what it takes. Poor countries do what they can. And what they can is not really very much. How are we going to help these poor people? I'll mention the rest when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, November 17th, 2020. Still trying to locate exactly where in the video. I mean, I can read it, but rather just play Barack in his own words. So anyway, back to the future reset, powering equitable opportunity nonsense. So, you know, we got to help these poor people. It's always about helping the poor people. Wait, did I miss when the poor people in the sub-Saharan African countries said, help us, we need help. Kind of like, you know, we hear all these people shouting around us about, well, like the Biden team, racial equity. Strengthen the Federal Reserve's focus on racial economic gaps. What? Promote diversity and accountability and leadership across key positions in federal agencies. Build a 21st century care infrastructure. You mean a 21st century care infrastructure that maybe George Bernard Shaw would advocate? You'd be forced to live, well, kind of like in prison. And if you can't be, you can't muster, you know, the energy to live well, then you might be executed in a kindly enough manner. Maybe with the fancy new mRNA technology, we'll just, you know, shut you down. Joe Biden, October 6th, economic and racial inequities have shaped us for generations. You mean like those that you helped to, well, never mind. But I give you my word, oh boy. He said, I give you my word as president, I will marshal the ingenuity and goodwill of this nation to turn division into unity and bring us together. I'm not sure I want that. Kind of like Barack Obama talking about, how did he put it? Scott Pelley said, you know, they were talking about Lincoln. He said, yeah, he's a good example of somebody who I think understood deeply the need to be able to see another person's point of view. Interesting. Scott Pelley said, how do you overcome where we are today? Barack said, there's no American figure that I admire more than Lincoln. That's interesting. But he did end up with a civil war on his hands, and then he chuckled. Is that Duper's delight? I don't know. Maybe I'm reaching there. He said, I think we'd like to avoid that. I do think that a new president can set a new tone. That's not going to solve all the gridlock in Washington. I think we're going to have to work with the media and with tech companies to find a way to inform the public better about the issues and to bolster the standards that ensure we can separate truth from fiction, which is interesting. Tucker Carlson had Candace Owens on last night, and Tucker Carlson observed how with his smooth cadence and NLP delivery, neuro-linguistic programming delivery, Barack Obama can make anything sound slick and smooth. And that's exactly – so they – I think they took some liberties, certainly on the face of what he said, but we can infer from his Alinskyite community organizing background that they probably didn't go too far, I would say. Because what he says afterwards sort of clarifies to their point. Anyway, so they were saying, you know, basically what he's saying is we need to work with the media and tech companies to censor people more and to propagandize harder, to flood the zone, as the Event 201 participants talked about. But he went on to say, Barack, I think that we have to work at a local level. Gosh, that sounds like a Weather Undergrounder to me, an Alinskyite. Rules for radicals organizer. When you start getting to the local level, mayors, county commissioners, etc., they've actually got they've got to make decisions. It's not abstractions. And he said, at that level, I don't think people have that kind of visceral hatred, and that's where we have to start in terms of rebuilding the social trust we need for democracy to work. Democracy, huh? So the thing that I was talking about, or that I was referring to, where is that? A promised land, Barack says, hope springs eternal. Yikes. The audacity of hope springs eternal. Today, at the age of 59, Mr. Obama is working on his presidential center. It's going to be lots of fun. Where is that? Gosh. It's really annoying. Can't find it. I'll come back to that in a second. Got to find that. It was astonishing. I don't know. Maybe I read into it. I don't think so. You know, talking about working with Congress. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I'm not going to read it. I'll find it and we'll play it in Barack's own words. Astounding. But back to this future reset nonsense. So we got to help these poor people who never said they wanted to be helped. Therefore, we need to define terms. What do we mean by help? I digress. So rich countries do what it takes. Poor countries do what they can. And what they can do, what they can is not really very much. They've been hit by falling remittances. That's the money sent back from people who are working overseas. The biggest, blah, blah, blah. They've been hit by a drop of tourism, capital flight. Yeah, I wonder why. What I'm getting to is that these guys try to portray the locking down of everyone, which is, you know, completely unjustified and heavy-handed. As everyone has said, even if you believed any of this nonsense in the beginning, maybe. But now the evidence proves that this is dubious. And then they come around and say, basically the implication is, because of this act of God, we could never have foreseen. Right, you guys just gamed it several times. And then you've been locking people down ad nauseum, and threatening jail time and all that kind of stuff. Shuttering small businesses, and then you pretend like it's some kind of act of God that crushed the world economy. When in reality, you guys, it's not even a secret. The World Economic Forum has been publishing this crap about the fourth industrial revolution for, you know, going on 4 years now, more than 4 years, going on five. And they've been saying, you know, just like PNAC said, Project for a New American Century, back in September of 2000, you know, progress is likely to be slow, barring some catastrophic and catalyzing event like a new Pearl Harbor. Remember World War II? I mean, we got Bretton Woods, we got the Marshall Plan. There was December 7, 1941, and immediately Congress went to action. Frankie said, guys, let's declare war on Japan on Monday, first thing Monday. And Congress said, okay, Frankie, we'll do it. And then we got the Marshall Plan. No, wait, we got Bretton Woods. Then we got the Marshall Plan. It was so great. We need another great reset like that. Because of this act of God, except not. So anyway, back to Lord Stern. He said, and what we have to do as a world is to enable the investment that's going to get us out of this deep depression associated with COVID and set us on the way to a much more attractive, sustainable story of growth. You mean this situation? I mean, Bretton Woods was designed to fail. Even Keynes himself knew that hyperinflation is real and the Triffin dilemma is real. He knew. He wrote about it in The Economic Consequences of the Peace, 1919, 25 years before Bretton Woods. So Lord Stern says, so we have to be able to help with resources, to help the investments that are quite necessary. These guys, I mean, do people listen to what they say? It's sick. You wouldn't do this. You wouldn't capitalize on tragedy this way. I wouldn't do that. These people are vampires. And by the way, that reminds me of, you know, the way that the basically what amount to economic sanctions across America are crushing, you know, businesses across America. You think of the vulture capitalists like Eddie Lampert. I'm sure he's salivating. He and his Skull and Bones counterparts. The vulture capitalists, I think they should be called vampire capitalists. Feasting on the misfortune that they create, like Lord Stern's talking about. We have to be able to help with resources, to help the investments that are quite necessary. And it's just insane what's going on. The World Economic Forum is leading the charge. It's, you know, they're not American. Klaus Schwab, you know, it's interesting. One of the things that has been an interesting takeaway, and I'm not trying to vilify anybody. I'm just saying there are these groups people talk about and stuff. Klaus Schwab, where is he from? He's not American, that's for sure. And there are these folks, you know, Nesta Webster had some things to say about guys like Klaus Schwab. And you know what? Here we are. All these centuries later, and gosh, there are some similarities. So the World Economic Forum is not comprised, it's not an American body. It's comprised of folks that are not elected by anyone. It's just a little club where 3,000 people get together and say, hey, speaking of numbers, I know the other thing that I was going to mention before I get back to Lord Stern. One of the amazing disappearing things that I saw, the most recent, the latest incredible disappearing piece of content, this one on Wikipedia. If you go to Klaus Schwab's Wikipedia entry, they have a link. Global Shapers Community, it used to be linked to a section on the World Economic Forum Wikipedia page. It's gone. The link's still there on Klaus Schwab's page, but it goes nowhere because that section was deleted. In 2011, Klaus Schwab founded the Global Shapers Community. The what? Some people say the Global Shapeshifters Community. Anyway, the They Live Community, a global network of local communities, kind of like what Barack is talking about. It's so nice. Probably Strong Cities Network. Or hubs of young people aged 20 to 30 who are exceptional in their potential achievements and drive to make a contribute. I think that's supposed to be a contribution to their communities. As of June 9th, 2020, there are 421 hubs with 9,731 shapers. Doesn't that just sound creepy? 9,731 shapers. That doesn't sound like, you know, Weather Underground, Alinskyite, Rules for Radicals, you know, Illuminized, Spartacus, Weishaupt, bad guy nonsense at all. What's suspicious about that? They're just shapers. They're influencing. They're nudging. So what was interesting to me about this, you know, people will try to downplay. Well, it's just 3,000 guys. It's like this metastasizing cancer that is, you know, it's you go in and, you know, you hear, oh, well, you got a little mole. Oh, my goodness. It's you know, it's spread throughout your whole body. You got it from head to toe. It's the cancer that has metastasized sort of, I don't know, it's a tumor, like the administrative state on the, or the administrative fourth branch on the executive branch. It's a tumor that has metastasized and basically, like those people you see from time to time, the tumor is taking the person for a walk now. That's what has happened to the executive and really all three branches of the duly constituted Republican government in America. And in similar fashion, these shapers are a sort of cancer or a tumor on the side of communities and the body politic at large, I would say. Here's the point, though. 9,731 shapers, but people of exceptional potential achievement and drive. And for those who don't know, you know, maybe Klaus Schwab is just, you know, oh no, he is a technocrat extraordinaire. You know, if you go, you know, for those who are not familiar, I mean, early on, is the heck is his book? The one that he wrote back in the 70s. I don't want to remember these things, so they fall out of my head. German engineer and economist, best known as founder of the World Economic Forum. Yeah, Modern Enterprise Management in Mechanical Engineering. Basically, he's a good kind of cybernetic technocrat confluence. He's right there in the... So, you know, these shapers are meant to steer their respective communities and society at large. So the point is this. You do the math, observing Price's law. Those 9,731 shapers are doing the work of 94,692,361, so about 95 million people. And then, you know, you get this picture of a pyramid. 3,000 people get together at the World Economic Forum. That goes out to 9,731 shapers. I wonder why the Global Shapers Community entry on Wikipedia vanished. I wonder. It is the literal conspiratorial pyramid. There it is, right there. It's the Global Shapers Community. 3,000 get together at World Economic Forum. 9,000 shapers go out and do the work of 95 million people, and it just ripples on down from there. It's a trickle down. And I just mentioned several instances of how it works, how it manifests itself in the press. You know, all of these sound bites were being just marinating in. the Great Reset, you know, new Bretton Woods, new Marshall Plan, Build Back Better. It all comes from the IMF. We'll be right back.
I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Found it, and hopefully we can play it real fast. I want to give you this little excerpt from Barack Obama's own mouth, and you tell me. Let me just do what you hear. If you're ready, go ahead, please.
It's filibuster tradition, which allows whatever party is in the minority to block legislation and non-traditional media.
The media landscape has changed. And as a consequence, voters' perceptions have changed. So that I think Democratic and Republican voters have become much more partisan. I would often hear this from Republicans during my presidency. Some of these folks had been colleagues of mine. I served in the Senate. Some of them were friends of mine. And they would confess to me. I said, look, Mr. President, I know you're right, but if I vote with you on this, I'm going to get killed. I'll lose my seat. Because what had happened is their voter base had soaked in so much information that was demonizing me, demonizing the Affordable Care Act, that it becomes very difficult, even for folks who want to cooperate. And that's why I am somebody who does not blame the current partisanship solely on Donald Trump or solely on social
media.
All right,
there you go.
You already saw.
I don't know what you think about that, but when I heard that, I about fell off my chair. Because again, you know, without political interference to me means without your interference or mine. And when he said, you know, these folks who want to cooperate, what do you mean they want to cooperate? What's going on here? Who's in charge? I mean, this is just a glaring admission. It's astonishing. The hubris. But it's Barack Obama, so, you know, the audacity of hope. There is the promised land. There is a promised land somewhere, right? His book, A Promised Land. I was astounded. You know, these guys who want to cooperate, what do you mean they want to cooperate? Aren't they supposed to honor their constituency? Isn't that what matters? I'm going to get killed. I'll lose my seat. Great, then lose it. Do what's right. I don't think, you know, I would think if you're honoring your constituency, you don't have to worry about that. That's what's important. Isn't that what's important? Not cooperating. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I was astounded. I couldn't believe, but you know, it's Barack Obama, so I guess it's par for the course. It's all the same old nonsense from Barack. Whatever, but the thing that is really astounding to me is all of these admissions that are right out there in the open. It was the World Economic Forum, by the way, obviously. It wasn't the IMF. I think I said IMF before the last break. I heard the music in my ear. It's the World Economic Forum that we're seeing all this stuff roll out from, and it's not even a secret. It's the open conspiracy now, as H.G. Wells wrote. Fabian Socialist, H.G. Wells, Illuminized Fabian Socialist. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was, I guess, cathartic, if not informative, because I know that you're probably feeling as frustrated as I am, and we shouldn't be amping up the pressure. We should be trying to depressurize, and hopefully this was a little cathartic rant, if not informative. That'll do it for today's broadcast. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.